told you a moment ago that there were some 1,000 animals here at the circus, and naturally taking care of those animals must be quite a chore. Well, we decided to find out a little bit about it, find out who was the man who took care of the animals when they were in trouble. And so we came to
Doc Anderson.
Doc,
the circus veterinarian, and believe me, he's had some weird stories to tell. Doc, why the donkey here? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'll tell you, this is my favorite animal. He really gives me less trouble, and he appreciates more what you do for him than any other animal.
Any other animal here in
That's
the circus?
Right.
You must have some weird cases to take care of. I hear one of them loose back there right now. Tell me, Doc, what was the strangest tooth-pulling episode you ever had to go through here with all these tigers and elephants?
Well, I had an extracted tooth from the elephants here a couple years ago.
How in the world do you ever go about doing that?
Well, I had to have special forces made there in machine shops in Winter Quarters.
And was it a real tough job?
Well, it wasn't so tough once I got a hold of it. It was pretty hard to get a hold of it.
Do the animals remain pretty healthy during the course of your tour around the country?
Yes, after we get to New York, they're pretty well acclimated, and up to then we don't. But bringing them from Sarasota into here is pretty rough.
Well, now, there's a young lady standing right next to you who has just about the oddest job taking care of animals that I've ever heard of in this world. She's Miss Martha Hunter. Martha, could you just step over a little closer over here? Would you tell us the kind of animals you take care of?
Well, I take care of two baby gorillas.
Two baby gorillas.
That's right.
Future gargantuas and fellows?
Little boy and little girl.
And how old are they?
Well, one's about a year and the other's about 18 months.
And just how do you take care of them? What do you do? You live with them, do you?
You have to be pretty much of just a mom to them. That's about the most.
Sleep in the same room with them?
Well, I did in Sarasota, but I can't very well here.
I see.
Because they're in this cage wagon.
Well, what do you feed baby gorillas?
Very much like a human baby.
And what do you do when they get sort of rambunctious and won't behave, like you do with children?
Well, you have to spank them, but you make sure that they know what you're spanking them for, because they might resent it as they grow older, and it isn't very nice to be disliked by one of those.
And they might remember it when
they
grow older.
They should.
How long do you think you were able to stay with these gorillas before they
get a little bit too strong?
Difficult
to answer, because each animal varies as an individual.
And only time is going
and
to tell.
And time will tell.
Thank you very much. We have two other ladies here. This lady, very charming lady, happens to represent one of the many nationalities in the circus, and she's a countess, is that right?
Yes, but here I am only from Valois.
Here you're only from Valois.
That's right.
She does that wonderful dancing horse act. And this young lady?
Marion Seaford.
And what's your job?
I'm a bareback rider.
A bareback rider. And this is something interesting that I found out, ladies and gentlemen, here at the circus. There's a caste system that's been handed down throughout the 80 years where the bareback riders are still the elite of the circus. Is that right?
Well, I guess so.
And I understand you have an awful lot of other jobs, too.
Oh, I work elephants, ponies. Oh, a lot of other things.
Just about the all-around girl of the circus. You hope to become an acrobatic expert or just stay with a bareback ride?
I hope.
Okay. And now, let's travel on for just a moment. Who are performing so capably for you on their bicycle in this very unbelievable stunt, where one stands on the other's head and just drives around the way you and I would, with almost no hands, so to speak, are the very great Freddy troupe, Freddy with the Bicycles. But now, what's the circus without the sideshow? Well, there's just no circus at all in this world without a sideshow. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the sideshow. And at the sideshow, I'd like you to meet, it says, Baby Irene, is that right?
That's right.
And just how did they ever get to call you baby?
Well, you know, I am the baby of the family.
You mean despite the tonnage, you're still the littlest one in the family?
I'm still my mother's baby.
may I ask, how much do you weigh?
540 pounds.
And just how big around the middle, Baby Irene?
84 inches around the large part of the body.
That's about 7 feet, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, now, what do you do when you go shopping for a dress? Do you buy them in the store?
A dress for me in the store? They don't have my size.
Just impossible. What size do they run to in the store?
Up to 60.
And you take a what, do you know?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't even dare to guess. Did you ever think of going on a diet, baby?
I'm afraid to lose my job.
Just be an unemployed lady.
Thank you
very much. Over here is one of the most unique families of all times here at the circus. This gentleman right here will tell us who they are. They call themselves the Tiny Town Midgets. And what is your name, sir?
Harry Doll.
Harry Doll.
Yes, sir.
And your name?
Daisy Doll.
And how many are in the family?
Oh, yes, four of us in the family. I have two more sisters.
Three sisters and yourself.
Yes,
and
sir.
Who's the tallest one in the family?
Daisy is.
How tall is she?
She's 3.5 feet tall.
And how tall are you?
3 feet.
Are you the shortest one?
Oh, I'm the shortest one.
You mean you're the shrimp of the outfit?
That's what they call me.
How long have you been with the circus?
Oh, about 20 years.
20 years?
Yes, sir.
Constant work. Harry, I suppose that because of your size, often during those 20 years you've been mistaken for, let's say, little children.
That's right, I have.
Well, what can you tell us about some of them?
Oh, yes. You know, when we have to go out front to make a ballyhoo, we call it the free show.
You mean on the road when you're trying to get people to come in to see the circus, and you
That's
go out
right.
front and invite them in?
That's
yes.
right. Well, lots of times, women lose their children. But if they happen to see me go through the audience, sometimes they make a mistake and grab me by mistake, see? So the thing on the child that says, lady, lady, I'm not your child. She gets all red in the face. And apologizes then.
And do you ever get embarrassed?
Oh, yes, I do.
When is that?
Oh, well, sometimes it's a pretty little girl come along, you know. Take me for her baby.
Harry, may I ask you, do you have a special house that you people live in?
Well, the house is normal size.
Yes.
And all the furniture in it are special made, small.
All right, thank you very much, okay. Harry Doll and the famous Hi. Doll family. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what we have here. A young lady who is just as adept at walking on her hands as you and I are walking on our feet. May I interrupt you for just a moment? What is your name, please?
Astrid Franklin.
And how old are you, Astrid?
12 years.
And you're the youngest girl in the circus,
yeah.
aren't you? And Astrid, I know that you and your daddy do an act, and your daddy had promised to be with us, but would you tell us what happened?
He hurt his foot.
He hurt his foot?
About when he was jumping over the elephant.
And it's just impossible for him
yeah.
to perform. How long have you been with the circus?
Here, with the circus. Now, that's the second year I work in the
circus. And how long have you been standing on your hands, Astrid?
Maybe 4 years.
4 years. Well, by the way, excuse me, Astrid. Please, there's a gentleman there I don't want to get away. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a man that I had hoped would show up, and sure enough, he's Johnny on the spot, all right, as he always is with most everybody at the circus. I'd like you to meet the general agent of the circus, Mr. Waldo T. Tupper.
Yes,
Mr. Tupper, it's sure a pleasure to have you. I know you're such a busy fellow. I wonder if you could tell us what general agent in the circus means.
Well, I would say that covers a lot of territory. I route the circus all over the United States. I buy all the outdoor advertising. We have contracting agents that prepare the lots, the city license, the health department, and what have you.
Are you the fellow who worries about the general economic conditions around the country?
Oh, yes. That's a part of our problem.
I see. City I'm very sorry. You want to tell us something? Oh, you want to tell us about Gulf No-Knox gasoline since Mr. Tupper is here. Well, Mr. Tupper, I know that you're in charge of making things run smooth here at the circus, and Gogo just wants me to tell you something that, if you remember, if you want your car to run smooth, the same kind of smooth performance you get around here, you just buy that brand-new Gulf No-Knox gasoline.
I'm aware I've had you there. I've been using it for the past year with wonderful results.
Why,
wonderful.
Thank you very much, sir. That's a great tribute from the circus itself. Just one other thing I wanted to know.